greetings to you, brothers and sisters in the Lord.
在主里问候弟兄姊妹们好。
The Lord is good.
主实在是美善。
And that's why we are gathered here for this next few days.
也是为着这原因，我们能够聚在主的跟前。
And to discover together.
叫我们一同来去发现我们的主。
How great is our God indeed?
叫我们能够认识我们的主，他实在是那么的伟大。
He is great.
他实在是伟大。
Therefore, we are gathered here this evening.
这是为什么我们能够聚在这里。
And he is our great God, and he alone doeth wondrous things.
他是伟大的神，唯有他做成这奇妙的工作。
Now, this first session,
今天第一次的聚集。
I felt the Lord has led me to share a few spiritual facts.
我觉得主要我跟大家交通一些属灵的事实。
Spiritual facts that are universal, that are timeless, that are eternal.
这些属灵的事实是全宇宙性的，是不受时间限制的，是存到永远的。
But to express some of these spiritual facts is very difficult.
能够把这些属灵的事实讲出来实在是不容易。
To have the facts is one thing, and to be able to express it is another thing.
能够有这个属灵的事实是一件事，能够把它解释出来是另外一回事。
And our Lord Jesus is the perfect example.
我们的主就是那最完美的例子。
He is that eternal spiritual reality in himself.
在他的里面有那永久属灵实际。
And his life is expression of that spiritual reality.
他的一生就是把这个属灵的实际来表达出来。
He is true.
他是真实的。
He is real.
他是实在的。
And he wants us to experience him as our real portion.
他要我们能够表示出他是我们的份。
Now, this evening I'll do my best.
晚上我们尝试来交通一点。
To have the thought of that spiritual reality and to express it is quite a different story.
能够我们知道有这个属灵的实际，更能够把它讲明白，这是不同的一件事。
And we humans, when we try to express this spiritual reality, because of our flesh, sometimes there's an invisible hindrance.
对于我们这些人来讲，因为有极大的拦阻，好像不能够把这个属灵的实际能够表达出来。
We often become a hindrance for the expression of that reality in our lives.
在我们这个人就成为拦阻。把这个属灵的实际来发表出来。
And therefore, we need to be decreased, and he needs to increase, so that he expresses himself freely and through us.
所以我们要衰微，他要兴旺，他的属灵的实际才能够从我们身上能够发表出来。
I find it very difficult this evening.
所以这些是非常困难的。
So I pray the Lord will give me the consistency of the thought and the vehicle to express it.
所以愿意晚上主把这样的一个思路，把这样的一个事实来赏给我们。
Now, so I will quote a few portions from two spiritual writers.
我会提到有两位属灵的弟兄他们所讲的话。
First is Brother Andrew Murray.
头一位是穆安德烈弟兄。
I'll paraphrase two of his statements.
我大概口述他所说的话。
And I'll paraphrase a statement by Brother Ni.
我也讲一点尼弟兄的话。
This is from Brother Andrew Murray.
穆安德烈弟兄说
，It's a Christian life.Is every day to be a proof that God works in possibilities.
基督徒的生活乃是我们每一天能够证明出来他是使无变有偶的这位神。
Let me read it again.
或者我们再讲。
Christian life is every day to be a proof that God works in possibilities.
也就是说，基督徒的生活是在每一天的里面，我们成为那个证明，神是那位把不可能的变为可能。
Because he's God,
因为他是神。
And he does impossibilities,
因为他是把不可能的来变为可能。
And that's all grace,
这都是恩典。
And what's impossible he accomplished for us is therefore is all grace.
所以这些不可能的他能够在我们身上做成都是恩典。
Now follow that statement, Brother Andrew Murray, he expand a little bit.
穆安德烈弟兄再说明说深一步。
Christian life is to be a series of impossibilities made possible by actual and made possible and actual or made real by God.
也就是说基督徒的生活乃是一连串不可能发生的事情因着神在我们身上把它做成了。
Now that is our Christian testimony.
这实在是基督徒的见证。
What is impossible in our lives, God has made it all possible.
在我们身上不可能的神把它做成可能在我们身上。
Therefore, he gets all the glory.
所以他要得着完全的荣耀。
We are his workmanship.
我们是他手中的工作。
To glorify him.
是为了要荣耀他。
And to express what he can do with sinners like us.
就是来发表他在我们身上所做成的。
Now, here's a statement for Brother Lee.
尼弟兄也说过。
It's very, very practical.
是非常实际的。
And if you look into it and listen to it,
如果你们能够真是深入的去看清楚
，and this statement should be all our testimonies.
这一句话要成为我们的见证。
What Andrew Murray, what I just quoted, that should be our experience.
穆安德烈，我刚才所提的应该是我们的经历。
So therefore, we Christians, our life is a life of praise and worship.
所以我们基督徒，我们需要带出许多的敬拜跟赞美。
Because what is impossible, humanly speaking, God made it all possible.
因为在人看为不能，神把它都变成实际。
And therefore, it's all grace.
所以这都是恩典。
And grace upon grace.
是恩上加恩。
Now here's what Brother Nee says.
尼弟兄说呢
？Great difficulties are means only to force us out of ourselves.Into reliance on God.
极大的许多的难处，对我们来讲，它的意义是把我们逼到他的跟前，叫我们完全相信他。
Let me read it again.
或者我再说一遍。
Great difficulties. It's not just small difficulties, but great difficulties.
这讲到是巨大的难处。
Are means.Only to force us out of ourselves into reliance on God.
是一个方法，把我们带离开自己，叫我们完全去信入他。
Now, if we all look back into our lives and our walk with the Lord,
如果我们看我们自己的一生，看看我们跟随主的路。
The three statements I just read.
刚才我读过的这三段的话。
There should be an amen in our hearts.
在我们心中应该有阿们。
Every day is a miracle.
因为每一天实在是神迹。
Every day is what God do, what is impossible in our life.
因为每一天神在我们生命里面做成的都是不能不可能的事情。
Now, as we look back into our Christian walk,
当我们看我们过去所走过的路
，and all the obstacles we face.
就看到我们所面对的这些事情。
And we are brought right now to this point.
我们给带到如今这个光景。
And we look back.
我们回头来看。
And we look at where we are now.
我们看看我们今天的光景。
God, we thank you. You have done the impossible.
我们说神啊，我们感谢你，因为你做这不可能的事情。
Everyone in this room is a history of God's impossibility. God make it all possible.
因为今天在座的每一位。都是带出神把这个不可能的人带到可能。
Now, this evening, I'll use a couple of illustrations.
我们举一些的例子。
Unless we are brought to the extreme difficulties, we have no way out, God will have no chance to do any work in our lives.
除非我们给带到一个绝境，我们没有办法了，神才能够在我们身上做成他的工作。
So I'll use two illustrations.
说着用两个例子来说。
One in the Old Testament and one in the New Testament.
一个在旧约，一个在新约。
And they are both humanly impossible.
在人看来，这都是不可能发生的事情。
It is when we confess that we are at the end of ourselves.
我们承认我们到了我们的路中。
It is then God begins His real work.
然后神才开始他真正的工作。
But unfortunately,
但是很可惜的
out of our eagerness to help him,
我们经常很着急的去帮助的忙
we oftentimes stood in his way.
我们变成拦阻了他的工作
I, John the Baptist, he said, I must decrease, he must increase.
所以施洗约翰说我必衰微他必兴旺
It's when we get out of the way, then he can begin to perform his wonderful work.
当我们让路的时候他就能够开始他的作为在我们身上
Now, this week, we are here for these few days.
我们这几天在这里
And we hope we rediscover this wonderful principle.
我们希望我们能够看到这一个的原则
whatever difficulties we are brought into
今天我们带进不论是哪种的难处
It is God's way to bring us to an end in ourselves so he can begin a new work for his glory
是神的方法为我们带到绝境然后他来个为了他荣耀的缘故开始他的作为
Now your two illustrations I'll use in the Bible you are very familiar with
在圣经里面大家很熟悉的两段
So I'll not read the scripture in detail
我们就不详细来读
But since you're all very familiar I just brought to your attention the facts this person faced and how the Lord came in and do the impossible.
大家都很熟悉，所以我就把一些的事实，这个人的经历来提一下。
Now the first illustration and the real illustration in life is the life of Abraham.
头一个在生命里面，我们可举的例子就是亚伯拉罕。
As we find in Genesis 16, 17, and 18.
我们在创世纪16:17的里面。
God gave Abraham an impossible promise.
神给了亚伯拉罕一个不可能的应许
that his offspring would be like stars in the sky and the sands and the seashore.
他的后裔如天上的星，地上的沙那么多。
While he was still in his late, how can I put it, in his 70s.
或者是他已经七十几岁的时候。
And in fact, It's as far as we can concern, that is toward the end of his life.
也就是人来讲，已经是到了人生的晚期。
It's at that time the Lord appeared to him.
那个时候，神向他显现。
Because he and Sarah married for many years.
他跟撒拉结婚多年。
And they have no offspring.
他们没有子孙。
But God promised Abraham that his offspring would be like the stars in heaven and sands in the seashore.
但神应许亚伯拉罕说，你的后裔如天上的星，地上的海沙那么多。
And because Abraham believed what God says, and God considered him as righteous.
亚伯拉罕因着信神，神就算他为义。
When we believe in God, God said that's right.
当我们信神的时候，这就是对的。
So whenever we send our hearts to him, God said, you are doing the right thing.
当我们的心向着神的时候，神说你在做对的事。
So righteousness means we are right in God's sight.
所以义乃是我们在神的眼中为义。
And so when Abraham believed, God said, you are right.
亚伯拉罕信神，神就算他为义。
At that moment, God had done nothing for him regarding and promised offspring.
但是那个时候，神还没有开始他对亚伯拉罕应许说：“你的后裔要那么多。”
But faith is touching the unseen.
信心乃是摸到那看不见的。
Faith is not by sight.
信心不是眼见。
Faith is by looking to the author and finisher of our faith.
信心乃是看见那为信心创始成终的主。
He alone can do the impossible.
唯有他能够完成这不可能的事情。
Now you remember Chapter 18 of Genesis.
我们知道在创世纪十八章的里面
And the Lord paid Abraham a visit.
那个时候神来到亚伯拉罕的面前。
And Abraham was almost 100 years old.
那个时候亚伯拉罕差不多已经100岁了。
And Sarah must be in her 90s.
萨拉已经90多。
So their capability of bearing offspring came to an end.
他们根本没有可能再生孩子了。
It was when they are helpless naturally.
当然在他们从天然来讲是已经无药可救了。
Then God entered into that situation.
然后神就开始了他的工作。
Because God is God of impossibility.
因为神是那位做不可能事情的神。
And so in that account of the 18, when the angel of the Lord told Abraham that by next year this time you will have a son.
所以神的使者就告诉亚伯拉罕说，明年这个时刻你要得到一个儿子。
To Sarah, it was too good to be true.
哦，对于萨拉来讲，这实在是不可能的。
So he laughed.
所以他就在那，他在那里笑。
And of course, the angel of the Lord confronted her, said, "You laugh."
哦，所以神的使者说，你要笑什么
？But she said, "I did not laugh."
他说我没有笑。
But at that moment, Abraham and Sarah they were beyond possibility of bearing any children.
因为当时对亚伯拉罕来讲，他是没有可能再有孩子。
And just to reinforce their faith.
在那里就是这样叫他们的信心能够成为实际。
The Lord gave Abraham a question.
所以神给问亚伯拉罕一个问题。
For him to think about it and to meditate about it.
叫他去默想一下。
The question was, in 18:14, is anything that is too difficult or too wonderful for the Lord?
哦，在那18:14就是在那里说在耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
That's what the Lord confronted Abraham.
在那个时候，神就是这样来质问亚伯拉罕。
Think about it.
你想一想。
Is anything that is too difficult and too wonderful for me to perform?
在我来讲，岂有难成的事呢？
And we know in Hebrew in Romans 4, Abraham believed.
所以在罗马四章说亚伯拉罕信。
And then the angel said, "By this time next year, you'll have a child."
所以他明年这个时刻就有一个孩子。
And the following year, Isaac was born.
所以跟着以撒就。
And Isaac means laugh.
以撒的意思是笑。
It is too good to be true.
这也就是没有可能发生的。
And God did it.
但是神做成了。
Now everyone's faith is in God who can do the impossible.
亚伯拉罕他信。神能够做成不可能的事情。
Because Abraham recognized in himself, he saw in himself.
亚伯拉罕他自己看他自己的时候。
He said, "I'm as good as dead."
他说我真是像死人一样。
And my wife is more or less like me anyway, almost in her 90s.
我的妻子跟我也是这样，没有可能了。
We both come to the end of ourselves.
我们已经来到人生的尽头。
And when they admit they are at the end of themselves, then that is the beginning of God.
当他们承认他们来到人的尽头，神的工作就开始。
So Abraham hope against hope.
所以亚伯拉罕他信，那好像没有办法信的。
He hope what's hopeless.
他盼望。那个根本是无望的。
To us is hopeless.
对我们来讲是简直是没有希望。
Therefore, our hope is not on God and on God alone.
所以我们的希望是唯有在神的身上。
We have no way.
我们没有办法。
But God has the way.
神有办法。
And He alone could do the impossible.
唯有他自己能够做成这不可能的事情。
And the following year, Isaac was born.
第二年，以撒。就出生了。
Now that was a miracle.
这实在是神迹。
Abraham believed God can do the impossible.
亚伯拉罕信神能够做这不可能的事情。
He can raise the dead.
他叫死人复活。
And he can cause from what is nothing into being.
他能够叫使无变有。
And he's God of impossibility.
他是那把一切不可能事情。完成的。
And we are the offspring of Abraham. We are the offspring of Abraham.
我们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
He's the father of faith.
他是信心之父。
So our faith is to be like Abraham's faith.
所以我们的信心要像亚伯拉罕的信心。
Believe on God only can do the impossible.
我们唯独相信神能够做成不可能的事情。
Now, let me just divert for a few minutes.
或者我。 来岔开讲一点。
Now if I address you,
如果我对你说
that we are, you are my brothers and sisters in the Lord,
你是我在主里的弟兄姊妹。
Do we have spiritual foundation to declare that statement?
我们有没有属灵的根据来这样宣告的？
That we are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们是在主里的弟兄姊妹。
That is an eternal reality.
这是一个永远的实际。
Because we share that one life.
因为我们共享那一个生命。
We all share the same calling.
我们有同样的呼召。
We are all pilgrims.
我们都是在地上寄居的。
In Christ, we are all alike.
我们在基督里，我们都是一样的。
Because our faith in Him.
因为我们在他里面的信。
Naturally, we are all different.
天然来讲，我们都是不同的人。
But in Christ, He made us one.
但是在基督里，他叫我们成为一。
What is impossible now is now a spiritual reality.
在那个不可能的事情，今天在属灵的里面是实际。
So we call each other brothers and sisters.
所以我们彼此称为弟兄姊妹。
Now we also call we are saints.
我们说我们是圣徒。
Because God sanctified us for Himself.
因为神用他自己使我们成圣。
He separated us unto Himself.
他把我们分别出来，完全归给他。
We do not belong to ourselves.
我们不再属于我们自己。
We are sanctified. We are His.
我们被称为圣，我们是属他的。
So we belong to him.
所以我们完全属他。
We don't believe in part, but we don't belong to him in totality.
我们是完全的来信他。
And so 1 Corinthians, Paul addressed to the Corinthians.
所以在哥林多前书，保罗这样对哥林多人讲。
We are the sanctified one.
我们是被称为圣的。
And we are called saints.
我们被称为圣徒。
And all those who call Him the Lord, and we are saints. We are all have the same Lord.
我们这位一切被称为圣徒的，我们都有同一位主。
Now, brothers, your Lord is my Lord.
你的主也是我的主。
His life in you is same thing with His life in me.
他的生命在你的里面跟在我的里面是一样的。
This spiritual oneness is a spiritual reality.
这一个属灵里面的一，乃是我们知道的我们的属灵的实际。
It's not for time, but for eternity.
不是只是如今暂时的，乃是直到永远的。
So I hope these next few days.
所以我愿意在这几天的里面。
We leave behind our background.
我们放下我们的背景。
Where you came from.
你从哪里来。
Your upbringing.
你是如何的成长。
And even your religious affiliation.
或者是你相信的跟有什么有关系？
But we are one new creature in Christ Jesus.
我们在基督耶稣里都是新造的。
All things pass away, all things are become new.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So we look at each other, treat as we are in Christ Jesus.
所以我们真是面对每一个人，我们都是说我们在基督耶稣里的。
And that is a spiritual reality.
这是属灵的实际。
Satan tried to somehow sneak in and to divide us.
撒旦要钻空子进来，在我们当中搞分裂。
He will do all he can to divide us.
他用一切的方法要分隔我们。
But we share that one life. We are inseparable.
但是我们是共享那一个身体，我们在他里面。
And our unity in him is eternal.
我们在他里面的合一乃是直到永远的。
That is a spiritual fact.
这是一件属灵的实际。
That's how we are gathered this few days under His mighty name.
这是我们这几天奉他全能者的名聚集的。
And we have this expectation that this next few days God will do the impossible.
我们实在期待在这几天的里面，神做成这不可能的事情。
To open our eyes to see the things we had never seen before.
开我们的眼睛，叫我们看见我们从来没有看见的事情。
And all that needs to be left behind.Let's leave it all behind.
让我们实在能够忘记背后。
And expect the Lord to do the impossible.
让期待神做成那不可能的事情。
Now the other example we find is the New Testament Gospel Mark.
另外我们看到的就是在新约在马可福音的里面。
About this father who had a son.
这个父亲他有一个儿子。
He was dumb and deaf.
他聋。 而且雅。
And on many times, the devil tried to finish him or to kill him.
举多少次，魔鬼要把他弄死。
The devil put him through fire. The devil put him through water to destroy this young man.
魔鬼把他带到水，带到火里，要摧毁这个年轻人。
The father was in desperation.
这个父亲是那样的没有办法。
And then, this father, at his desperation,
这个父亲在他极大的没有办法的当中
，looking for a way out,
他让人想办法。
So he brought his son to the disciples.
所以他就把他的儿子带到门徒的跟前。
While Lord Jesus was with his three disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration.
所以当这门徒是在变化山上的准备。
When they came down from the Mount of Transfiguration,
当他们从变化山上下来的时候
，and there was a commotion.
在那里有这样的事情。
And this father was in desperation, confronted or approached the Lord Jesus.
这一个做父亲的就来到主的跟前。
And he said, "If you can, please help us."
说夫子，如果你能够的话，请你来帮助我。
Because the disciples were unable to do anything.
因为你的门徒没有办法来帮助我。
Your disciples were unable.
你的门徒没有办法。
We hope you, the master, you can do something better.
我希望你做夫子的，你能够帮助。
So he approached the Lord Jesus, half belief and half doubt. Have faith and have doubt.
当他来到主的跟前的时候，他还是半信半疑。
If you can,
如果你可以
，you can make my son whole.
你可以来救我的儿子。
And the Lord responded.
然后主对他说
，What do you mean if I can?
你什么意思？你说我若能
？He that have faith, he that believes, all things are possible.
你若信，在信的人凡事都能。
And the Lord is trying to draw his faith from this father.
主实在是希望从这个父亲的身上把他的信心带出来。
And the father cried out.
然后父亲就在那里求。
He said, "I believe."
他说我信。
But help me unbelieve.
求你帮助我信。
I believe. Help me to remove my doubt.
他说我要信，求你除去我的疑惑。
Now that was a very honest prayer.
这实在是一个很诚实的祈祷。
With most of us.We mix faith and doubt.
今天我们这些人，我们是有信心，但是里面也带着怀疑。
Our faith is not pure.
我们的信心是不纯的。
But we must be honest.
但是我们要诚实。
I believe.
我信。
But you help me my unbelief.
但是你要信我，因为我信心不够。
I believe.
你要帮助我，因为我信心不够。
Take away all my doubts.
我信，但求你除去我一切的疑惑。
And after that cry.The boy was healed.
当这样的呼求之后，他的孩子就得医治。
And the demon was cast out.
鬼就被赶出去。
And the Lord said, "You should demon should never enter into that boy's life anymore."
所以邪灵就不能够再进到这个孩子里面。
And Christ has done the impossible.
基督做成了这不可能的事情。
Now, brothers, we are to walk in the life of faith.
今天我们是要。走在信心的路上。
But we have to be honest. Our faith is oftentimes mixed with doubt.
但是我们要诚实的说，我们的信心经常带着疑惑。
Now the theme of this conference, what is God's work?
这一个特会的主题乃是什么是神的工作
？To be honest with it, can we help God in His work?
我们诚实的来说，我们能够帮神的忙吗
？So often we think that He needs help.
很多时候我们以为神需要我们帮助。
Now you think about it.
当你思想一下的时候。
Does he need our help?
他真的需要我们帮助吗
？Oftentimes our help become a great hindrance.
当多少时候我们一帮忙就成为拦阻
？He's responsible for our whole problem.
他，我们实在是那个问题，他要负我在我们身上负责任。
He will respond for our whole life.
他在我们身上负我们一生的责任。
If we have faith in him.
如果我们真是能够信他
，And our life is to be a life of faith.
我们的一生乃是要有信心的一生。
Righteous shall live by faith.
哦，那义人必因信而活。
Now, if that is the case,
如果是这样的话
，every one of us is a miracle.
我们每一个人身上实在都是一个神迹。
Do we look at it that way?
如果我们这样来看的话
，to think about it.
如果你这样来想
，the fact that we're here for this conference is a mighty miracle.
今天我们能够在这个特会的里面是。一个神迹
God had done impossible.
神做了那不可能的事情
Just to create in our heart a hunger for himself, that itself is a miracle.
在我们里面能够有一个对神的渴慕，这已经是一个奇迹。
Even if it is a little bit our love for each other, that is a miracle.
我们彼此能够有一点的相爱，这也是一个奇迹。
Just to be able to sit together next to each other for this few next few days is a mighty miracle.
今天我们能够坐在这里。也是一个神行大能的神迹。
So my prayer for this next few days.
所以这几天我的祷告乃是。
And it should be our prayer.
这应该是我们众人的祷告。
We should expect great things from God.
我们在神面前有极大的一个渴慕。
As our brothers speak God's word to us.
哦，当我们弟兄们讲主的话的时候。
Let's expect the impossible.
我们在这里要。期待这些不可能的事情会发生。
Let's let go our past history.
我们要放掉我们过去的历史。
Let's allow faith to do a new thing with all of us.
我们需要信心，让神来做新的工。
May Christ be all in all in our life.
哦，让基督实在成为我们的一切。
Not partly of himself and some of us.
不是说一部分是他，一部分是我们的。
If he's not Lord of all, he's not Lord at all.
如果他不是我们一切的主，他根本就不是我们的主。
That is a mighty miracle.
这是一个大能的神迹。
What is impossible, God alone did it.
所有这些不可能的事情，神自己完成。
Now I'll just use one last illustration. We find at the end of Mark 10.
在马可福音第十章末了那里
，is the blind man called Bartimaeus.
在那里有一个瞎子。叫做巴提买。
You remember that occasion the Lord passing through Jericho?
你记得主那一次经过耶利哥的时候
？And Bartimaeus was sitting there by the gate.
哦，那个巴提买在城门那里坐着。
And he heard that Jesus Christ is passing through that way.
他听到耶稣要经过那里。
And he convinced himself.
他在那里这样喊着说。
He convinced himself.
他自己首先这样相信。
This is my only chance.
这是我唯一的机会。
I will not miss it.
我实在不要错过这个机会。
Because he's passing through.
因为他在这里经过。
He may not come back this way again.
他可能以后不在这里走过。
This is my only chance.
这是我唯一的机会。
And I will not miss it.
我不要错过这次机会。
And so he cried out.
所以他就在那里大声喊着说
That's right, Lord Jesus.
他说主耶稣啊
I need you. I'm paraphrasing.
我是这样把他变成口语化他说主耶稣我需要你
But because of his plea for help.
因着他这样祈求帮助
And he was so sincere.
他是那样的真诚
And he anointed his disciples, the Lord's disciples.
他没有管这些门徒怎么看
，and he regardless of the obstacles, he insists on crying out for help.
虽然有那么多的拦阻，他还是坚持在那里呼求主帮助他。
Because he knew he without sight he cannot see anything.
因为他知道如果他没有视力，他什么都看不见。
He needs sight.
他说他需要能够看见。
And his sight wants to see something.
因为他实在需要看见
He said, I want to see.
他说我要看见
And he cried.
然后他就在那里呼求
And if you read all the accounts of the Lord's miracles,
如果你读神所主耶稣所行的这些的神迹
It was one of those rare occasions.
这是一个很特殊的一次
It says, the Lord stood still.
主在那里站住说
When there's a desperate cry for help,
在那里有一个迫切的呼求帮助。
The Lord stood still and paid attention to that cry.
耶稣就站住来听这个呼求。
And if this couple of few days, if our cry is honest cry,
如果这几天我们向他的呼求是真诚的
the Lord will be here, remain here with us.
主会站在这里
until our eyes open.
直到我们能够看见
to see our Lord Jesus in a new and living way.
叫我们能够用一个新的眼睛，用一个新的眼光来看到我们的主。
So I hope we have this determination.
我们实在希望大家有这样的决心。
We will not go home to our respective place unless the Lord done a new thing with us these next few days.
除非主在这几天在我们身上做这新的工作，不然我们不愿意回去。
Pray for the speakers.
我们为出口的弟兄们祷告。
That the Lord's word flow from the throne.
让主的话从宝座上流出来。
Pray for our own hearts.
为我们每个人的心来祈求。
There will be good soil for the Lord to plant His seed.
叫我们的心成为好土，叫主的话种在里面。
Like Bartimaeus.
叫我们好像巴提马这样。
I will not let you go unless you do something in my life.
主啊，你在我生命里面一定要做一些的工作，不然我不让你走。
And the Lord stood there.
主站在那里。
And He done.The eye-opening miracle.
他就在那里做这些开眼界的工作。
And Bartimaeus, when he received his sight, he followed him.
巴提马当他能够看见的时候，他就跟从了主。
Our spiritual sight is to see him and follow him.
我们属灵的视力乃是能够看见他，跟从他。
Now, as I conclude my brief sharing.
当我要结束我这短讲的时候。
Now, there is an old hymn.Become very fresh to me.
有一首很古老的诗歌，对我来讲现在非常的新鲜。
Yeah, it's by John Newton.
是约翰牛顿的诗歌。
It's called Amazing Grace.
是惊人恩典这首诗歌。
Now the reason why this old song had a new impact on my life.
为什么这一个古老的诗歌在我的生命里面有一个新的冲击呢
？It was a book recently published by Christian Fellowship Publishers.
就是最近在基督徒交通出版社所最近出版的。
It was a series of messages Brother Lee gave in Singapore in 1937.
就是尼弟兄在1937年在新加坡所释放一连串的信息。
And right after the cover page,
在第一版的里面
，The song "Amazing Grace" was right there.
在那里有奇异恩典这首的诗歌。
Because the rest of the messages simply speaks of His amazing grace.
因为所有里面的信息都是讲到这惊人的恩典。
That should be our theme song.
这要成为我们的主题诗歌。
We are here for these few days because of His amazing grace.
我们在这里这几天能够在这里，是因着他奇异的恩典。
We are here because He has done the impossible.
我们能够在这里，因为他做了这。不可能做不可能的工作。
And we expect him to do the impossible before we all go to our respective homes.
我们期待当我们回家的时候，他在我们每个人身上都做成这奇妙的工作。
May the Lord do a new thing with all of us.
但愿主在我们每个人身上做这新的工作。
That the old things pass by.
旧事已过。
Let him do a new thing.
让他做新的工作。
And he alone will do the impossible.
唯有他能够做。这不可能的工作。
Therefore, all glory belongs to him.
所以一切的荣耀都要归给他。
And our story is a story of amazing grace.
我们每个人身上的故事都是这个惊人的恩典。
Now I would suggest that we sing 22 together.
或者我们能够大家一起来唱诗歌第二十二首。
Now, don't just sing it.
不要只是唱过而已。
Put yourself in there.
把你自己放在诗词的里面。
Now, this amazing grace is a person.
这个惊人的恩典乃是一位。
Christ is full of grace and truth.
是丰丰满满的，有恩典，有真理。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
This is John Newton's story.
这是约翰牛顿的故事。
But it's also our story.
这也是我们每个人的故事。
How can you save a wretch like me?
你能如何能够救一个无赖如我？
It's a miracle.
这实在是一个神迹。
Once I was lost.
我曾失落。
Now I'm found.
今被寻见。
He had done it impossible.
他 做成了不可能的事情。
I was blind.
我前是盲眼的。
Then now I see.
但今日能够看见。
It's a miracle.
这实在是个神迹。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
our testimony is that God had done the impossible.
我们的见证乃是神在我们身上做成了不可能的事工作。
We are a trophy of His grace.
我们是他恩典的标本。
So don't just sing it. Sing it as our personal testimony.
不是只是唱过而已, 我们要唱出这是我们个人的见证。
Put yourself in this song.
把你自己放进诗歌里面。
Okay, our sister, we have a sister at the piano.
啊。
And our sister, when you play the piano, you sing along.
当你弹的时候,
okay.
你也要唱。
We are all saved by His amazing grace.
我们都是因他这惊人的恩典而蒙得拯救。
So for the pianist, learn some. Don't just play music.
所以司琴的你不是只是弹琴而已。
Play the song, sing along with us from your heart.
从你心中要一起唱。
Your fingers and the piano is the extension of your spirit.
你 这指头在琴上是你心思的延续。
So the instrument is the means of your spiritual expression.
所以这钢琴乐器是你属灵的发表。
It's not just a technical performance.
这不光是一个你技术的表演。
But do it by grace.
乃是要在恩典里面做出来。
Okay, play once through.
请你弹一次。
Sing along. Smooth. Follow along. Sing along. Not too slow. Dum, dum. Count your count. At one. Melody comes up. Melody sing along. Melody emphasize. Sing from the heart. It is my testimony. It is your testimony. It is our testimony.
这是我们的见证。
All right, together. Amazing grace, how sweet the end. Thy Savior, God done the impossible. Grace.
To us grace
thou taught my heart
waging,
and grace
waging to thee.
All of us.
The
Lord has promised good to us.
The heart is bold.
As long as life is
through maintaining
to our joyous name,
I have already come.
What is our God?
我们的神是怎样的神？
Our God is the God who can do the impossible.
我们的神是那位做不可能事情的神。
And make it possible for us.
他在我们身上叫不可能的作为变为可能。
It is all grace.
都是恩典。
Grace upon grace.
恩上加恩。
But to him be glory upon glory.
但是在他而讲，乃是荣上加荣。
He has done it all.
他做成了这一切。
To him be all the glory.
他也得着一切的荣耀。
And let's expect him to do great things this few days.
在这几天，我们期待他做大事。
What is impossible, let him do it this week.
在这几天，叫他做成不可能的工。
And to him be all the glory.
愿他得着一切的荣耀。
And that alone will hasten his return.
这样就能够催出主的快来。
The Lord bless. The Lord bless.
愿主得着恩荣耀。